And then if you care to, you can experiment with expanding the field of awareness out even further and directing it to hearing, to sounds. You might call it to your ear consciousness. And just attending to sounds near or sounds far, or the space between sounds. As if you were one gigantic ear, just hearing, experiencing the bare sensations of sound and the spaces between sounds, without having to interpret them, judge them, identify them, like them, dislike them, just listening. Not even searching for sound, just hearing what is here to be heard. And feeling the whole body listening. The whole body listening and breathing. And if you care to, you can expand the field of awareness out even further at this point to include the whole domain of thought and feeling. So that we're just attending to the field of awareness, and if thoughts come, we just watch them come. If they go, we watch them go, and we don't feed them, we don't pursue them, we don't push them away. And the same for moods or feelings, emotions. We just lay out the welcome mat for whatever comes and let it be and let it go, while we maintain our energy with the observing. We give ourselves over to the observing, moment by moment. Be like a mirror reflecting whatever comes before it. If you get lost or carried away by your thoughts, you can always let go once you notice it and come back to the breath, and then when you're ready, giving yourself over once again to simply watching the flow of thought. As if you were sitting by a stream and listening to the individual thought bubbles as they go over the rocks. Seeing your thoughts as events in the field of awareness, like those bubbles, like the sound of the stream, and just letting them come and letting them linger and letting them go as best you can without reacting to them, getting involved in the content, thinking more thoughts, or suppressing them.